Today, we're welcoming back our good friend Gary Dereshinsky as he talks about Hanukkah, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now, with today's study, here's Gary Dereshinsky.
Shalom, chaverim, b'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, or Ha'olam. Greetings, everyone, in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, the light of the world. It's really a joy for me to be with you and to have opportunity to share with you about the festival of Hanukkah, the festival of lights, the feast of the dedication. But before I do that, I just want to thank Messianic Perspective for the opportunity they've given to me and the invitation that they've extended for me to be with you. Let me tell you a little bit about myself before I get into the festival. I was raised in an Orthodox Jewish home, and I was raised in an environment where I was taught never to read the New Testament. As a Jew, I was taught we should read the Old Testament, study the words of Moses, adhere to what he has to teach, but not to look at the New Testament. And I grew up with a lot of non-Jewish friends, and they used to tell me about their faith and their beliefs. And that sort of got me very curious sometimes to hear about who Jesus is. But it wasn't until I was a little older, when I was in high school, that a friend of mine had challenged me to read about Jesus for myself. And so he gave me a Bible that contained the New Testament, and he challenged me to read the Gospel of Matthew and to pray. And the prayer that he invited me to pray was simply, Jesus, if you are real, show me and I'll believe, if that is truly the feeling and the belief in my heart. So I began to pray that prayer, and I began to read the Gospel of Matthew. And over a period of a few months, as I was reading, I became convinced that Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, as we like to refer to him as, the Messiah, was indeed the promised one about whom the prophet spoke. So as a Jewish man, I am here with you today to share who Jesus is and to share about that in light of this festival of Hanukkah. Over the next 7 days or so, I have the opportunity to speak about Hanukkah. And what I'd like to do is to talk about its past, where it originated from, how it came about, where it is found in the Bible. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about how Jewish people today celebrate this festival. And then I'd like to take us into the New Testament to speak about how Jesus celebrated Hanukkah and what he taught about on that occasion. Hanukkah is really fascinating in this respect, and it's quite ironic, I think, that it's a festival about which Jewish people are very much aware. If you were to talk to any Jewish friend or acquaintance and you were to ask, well, what is Hanukkah about? They will tell you basically this is a festival about the preservation of the Jewish people. They will tell you it is a festival about the victories that the Jewish people under the hand of the Maccabees had experienced as they defeated the Greco-Syrian armies and routed them from the land of Israel. They will talk with you something about the games that they play, such as with the dreidel. They'll talk about some of the foods that they eat and the sharing of gifts, and all of that certainly is true. But the interesting thing is that the festival of Hanukkah is not found in the Old Testament per se. It's spoken about prophetically through the prophet Daniel, but historically the festival of Hanukkah is not spoken about, and yet in the Old Testament, and yet Jewish people know a good deal about this festival. On the other hand, the non-Jewish world, the Christians, they generally don't have a very good understanding of Hanukkah. They're not aware of its significance or of its relevance. But the ironic thing is that it is clearly spoken about in the New Testament, and not just anywhere in the New Testament, but in a very obvious place in the Gospel of John in chapter 10. But before we look at that passage, I'd like us to take us through a little bit in the study of Hanukkah and its significance. I remember years ago, Dr. Daniel Fuchs, who at this time was the president of a ministry known as the American Board of Mission to the Jews, he used to say the worst part of the Bible is the blank page that separates the Old Testament from the New Testament. He said that because it gave the impression that these were two different Bibles, an Old Testament and a New Testament. And even the words that we use tends to give us the impression that they're two different books. But in reality, the Bible is one book. It's inspired by the one God. It was granted to us by men moved and led by the Holy Spirit, both in the Old Testament age and in the New Testament era. But it's one book. But during the time between Malachi the prophet, who wrote last, and Matthew, the writer of the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, is a period of some 400 years. And that period is often referred to as the 400 silent years. In some sense, that's a misnomer. To be sure, it is silent in that God did not give us any new revelation to his people. Indeed, he did not inspire any writers to write down new revelation in Scripture. However, even though there was a prophetic silence, that does not indicate that God had forgotten his people. God was still speaking, and there were many significant events in Israel's history during those 400 years. For example, it's during that time that we have the development of the synagogue. It's during that time that we have the rise of the two major parties in Israel known as the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And to be sure, during that time, we had the rise of Roman domination. But perhaps no other more important event took place than that of the occasion that gave rise to the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. That event takes place about 165 years before the time of Jesus. But to understand more specifically how that event occurs, let me just go back a little further. You know, around 600 years before the time of Christ, you remember the Babylonians invaded the land of Israel. They destroyed the temple, they plundered the city, and they took our people captive. Some 70 years later, after the Babylonians rose up, the Medo-Persians came into power. They destroyed and defeated the Babylonians, but under Cyrus, they gave permission for the Jewish people to return to their homeland. And when they returned to their homeland, they were encouraged to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. They were encouraged to rebuild the temple. And later, they were encouraged to rebuild the walls surrounding Jerusalem. But after the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire, around the year 330 or so, there was the rise of Alexander the Great and the rise of the Greek Empire. And it was with Alexander's rise to power that the events begin to unfold that come to be known as Hanukkah. Alexander was a very powerful ruler and a great military conqueror, and he in great swiftness took control of the then known world. He was a young man. He was only 30 years when he did become the world ruler at that time. But it would be shortly thereafter, some 10 years later, that he would suffer an early death. Upon his death, his kingdom was divided between his four generals. And these four generals divided his kingdom. In the north, the Syrian entity of the Greek Empire was controlled by Seleucus. In the south, the Egyptian entity of the Greek Empire was controlled by Ptolemy. In the east, the Greek entity of that empire was controlled by Lysimachus. And in the area of Macedonia and Turkey and the northern part of the Greek Empire, it was controlled by a general by the name of Cassander. And these men began to wage war with each other in order to control the entirety of Alexander's kingdom. The two major entities of Alexander's kingdom that we really need to focus on is the Seleucids in the north and the Ptolemies in the south, the control of Syria and the control in Egypt. And what transpires is a war of conquest between these two entities. From the north, they're attacking into the south, and from the south, they're attacking into the north. And unfortunately, between these two major powers lies the land of Israel. and within that land lies the people of Israel. They begin to suffer unmercifully between these two entities of Alexander's generals and these two entities of Alexander's empires, and they begin to experience the result of these two major men warring against one another. Around 170 or 165 or so, a Seleucid general rises to power by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes. He's known as Antiochus the Fourth. And as we focus our attention on this particular individual, we recognize how he will be used by the enemy to bring havoc upon the Jewish people and will become a symbol of untold terror and heartache and become a symbol of a man that will come on the scene of history in the future, known as the Antichrist, who will bring even greater destruction upon the people of Israel. And so the next time that we meet together, next time I get a chance to share with you, we'll talk a little bit about Antiochus Epiphanes and how he began to wage war against the people of Israel. Until that time, Shalom b'shem Yeshua HaMashiach.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, listening friends, for joining us today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. If you'd like your own copy of Gary's series on Hanukkah, or would like a copy for a friend, you'll be glad to know that it's available on CD for the suggested gift of just $6. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Gary Darashinsky continues our series of studies on Hanukkah, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.